That's toast. Just toast.
Slice six. What we got, boys?
We've got one slice of bread there that hasn't gone in properly for a start.
There you go.
There we go.
Hovis.
Hovis.
Good old, big in the game, Hovis. Top three.
Big bread players.
Supplier.
They are. They're one of the more commonplace ones, aren't they?
Yeah, man.
Kind of, it's a safe bet. You know what you're going to get. And what you get is probably going to be entirely average.
Yeah. I agree with that.
That's bold.
Hovis.
That's bold.
They're up there as like one of the biggest suppliers, but it is pretty average bread.
If you're playing Family Fortunes, Hovis be one, two. One or two.
Nah, number three.
You don't think so? What, you think people would put, what, Kingsmill? Like
Kingsmill
Hovis
and Warburton, so I think, are one and two.
I don't know, I think Hovis is quite renowned. I reckon it would be one or two.
I think it's well known, but it doesn't make as good a bread as Kingsmill.
Oh, no, I agree. I just Warburton's think people would say it.
You know, we have
it's the original English loaf, isn't it? Hovis has been going forever. They've got all those old British adverts for the boy runs to the bakers. And
look at the bag. It's the Union Jack.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, well, I know that's United Kingdom, not British, but still, it's this country.
It's patriotic bread.
Yeah, I suppose. We haven't got bread out. We're not eating bread.
We should be eating bread right now.
All right, let's get some bread out
toast
and
front.
Stay quiet whilst we do it so I can edit the rustling out. Right, let's try some bread then, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get it going.
Butter it up again.
I don't like it. Feels a bit...
Looks go on, say what you think.
It feels a bit what? Thin as fuck.
Thin and damp and just like...
This is medium.
Toaster. I reckon the toast becomes... That's not toasted.
All right. Listen, don't put it down yet, though.
But then it'll be a weird toast. It's got to go straight back down. You've just got to eat your bread quickly.
Got it, mate. Smash the bread. You can't half toast, stop half toast.
You get a weird different crunch. It's like double baked.
Again with the floppiness. What is it with floppy bread recently? It's just...
It's because it's thin.
What do you want? Your bread to just be solid when you hold it?
Yeah, look at that.
Alright, that is, yeah.
It's like a pizza when your slice has too much flop.
Yeah.
This isn't bad though. It's not terrible.
Nah.
It's just Hovis bread, isn't it?
It's sandwich bread.
I don't like the pale crust either. It's a bit depressing.
It's got quite a good flavour though.
Yeah.
It's way better than that cheap shit we was eating last time. Last week or the...
It's true.
Mother's pride in there. I don't even remember what that other one was.
I have no idea.
Pennywise or something, wasn't
it?
I like that. It's not amazing, but...
It's alright, but...
I'd eat it.
If you bite in the thick slice, it's going to be better.
I think I'm just going to go in with a rating immediately of 6.4. Look at that.
That's mad. Toast if I ever saw it.
Thanks for using my surname.
That's Matt Toast if I ever saw it.
Thanks for not using my surname. Right, let's get some more. What are you guys giving the bread?
I think I'll give it like a 6. Maybe a 5.9.
I think it deserves a 6.
Yeah.
I think it's, like a 6.2.
Okay.
I didn't hate it. This toast is not. We've overdone it, boys.
No, we haven't.
I think this is an unfair review based on the overcooking.
It's more done than I'd usually like it, but I'm not against it. It's quite nice.
Definitely more done than I would normally.
Why do you cut your toast every time? Because it fucks up the audio.
This is why we don't get plates out. You just...
I did my absolute best not to cut against the plates.
Good. I'm sure our editor, Tyler Page as he is, will appreciate
it. I do enjoy toast like this.
I think it's alright.
That burnt flavour gives you an extra kick, you know?
There's no softness to it.
Maybe I don't want softness.
It's too crunchy.
If this was a thick loaf, you get the softness in the middle and the crunchiness on the bottom. And the top would be that lovely, like, absorption-y, soft, pliable
liquidy. I'm not sure this is fair. I don't like this at all. Because it's really? Overcooked. Ah. It's burnt.
I don't hate it.
I think it's got the taste of very slightly too cooked. Just in some sections, I've got a nice big section there though, where the blackness has started to go grey. That's burnt when it goes grey.
I almost feel like it needs to be redone.
We can put some more toast in.
I would give this burnt slice. It's like a 5, maybe.
Wow.
Do you want to put some more toast in then? Because we fucked up with the
I feel burnt. Like it's a bit harsh against Hovis.
Okay, well.
Well, I'm willing to go again with a more fair slice of toast that me and you would prefer.
Yeah, I know Matt doesn't really care.
No, just put 2 in.
Let's go again.
I'm right with it.
But I would never eat toast like that, so I think it's unfair to review it like that.
I no doubt would affect the score, so I think we've got to do it as we like our toast to give it a fair score.
Yeah, and I think this is as good as it will be as bread, so... Yeah, you can't just review a burnt slice because we fucked up the beginning of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. He's still hungry though.
He's still
munching it.
Yeah, even though I don't like it,
it's fine.
I was letting the butter soak in a bit more, see if it would, like, you know,
improve it,
soften it up a bit.
Did it?
No.
No.
Clearly wasn't a map levels of butter on it.
Thanks for using my surname.
You're editing all of this out.
Right, so slice 2's down. Me and Mike are going to go again.
Closely being watched.
To get a more fairer slice of toast for our preferences.
Yeah, like I said, mine was a bit on the well done side for me.
No, just that means bit. What? I mean, if it's on the well done side for you...
Is that affecting your review or not?
I don't think so. No. I can ignore the...
Charcoal.
Charcoal, yeah. I don't know what I'd give it yet, though. Because it wasn't that great toast.
Not was it terrible?
Better bread or?
It was better as toast, I think. It wasn't bad.
Well, that gives you a ballpark.
Yeah, I give the bread 6.4, and I think this is going to be about the same. I'm going to say 6.5.
Yeah, pretty good.
We can go with that.
6.5 for me.
6.5? Well, that's respectable.
For a medium slice.
This definitely looks more like my sort of slice of toast, for sure.
Yeah.
No, it's far too pale.
It's going to be softer. It's going to have flavour and not just burnt charcoal.
What are you thinking?
It also cuts it long ways.
Why do you cut it long ways?
Right.
Is it so you get a bit of top crust?
No. There's a science to it.
Right, okay.
You've got a big beard and you're going like that. You get it in your beard. If you do it long ways, no beard mess, mate. There's a science. There's a logic.
There is a logic, yeah. You could just shake your beard off, but...
I could.
Where's the fun in that? Right, what are your thoughts on this?
It's very average fucking toast.
It is, yeah.
I was expecting it to be quite a bit better than the charcoal one, and it's not, really.
I'm definitely enjoying it more than the charcoal one.
Yeah, yeah. The bread actually has, like, qualities to it. The butter soaks in and the...
It's not flaccid.
It's not as flaccid.
No. It stiffens up once you warm it up a little bit, don't it?
Jesus.
Yep, his does as well. They say he's bread. Eat his flesh. I don't know.
I quite like this.
Brown bread, mate.
No more feedback other than I quite like it.
I was just enjoying the. I was letting the flavours dance on my tongue.
What are they doing? What dance are they doing?
Salsa.
Oh, okay.
Average, man. Yeah. So average.
6-4. 6-4 toast, 6 bread. That's me. Final score.
Yeah?
Yep.
Locked in.
Locked in. Not moving.
You both 6'4"s.
6'4" bread, 6'5" toast.
Oh, slightly higher on the toast. Mm. Yeah, I think slightly higher on the toast. I think it goes 6'3".
Yeah?
Yeah, 6'2" bread, 6'3" toast.
So just incremental movements.
It's the thickness for me, just... I like a thick slice.
I do. But, if I was in the mood for medium sliced toast, I wouldn't pass that up. I'd happily pop it down, chuck a bit of flour on it, and away we go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be offended if somebody served that up to me at the house for breakfast. No, so do you want a bit of toast? Yeah, go on, there you go, bang.
You wouldn't be excited, either.
Yeah, but you wouldn't buy it either.
If I was
thinking, oh, I'll get some toast in the morning for breakfast, you know, whatever, I'm having poached eggs, scrambled eggs, dippy eggs. It's usually eggs. I'd always buy a thick slice.
Well, that's because we're bread connoisseurs.
You
know,
if you go somewhere and they've already got this and that's fine, yeah, you wouldn't go, oh, I'm not eating fucking medium bread. You'd go, yeah, that's fine. Well, I wouldn't buy it myself.
Well, I think the score reflects fairly. We've given it an okay score for an okay bit of bread and toast.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's not going to blow anyone's mind, but it's not offensive.
No.
Well, what did it cost?
£1.
I think that's probably too much.
I agree.
Well, I think we know there's better Lowe's for less.
Like, there is. But you're paying for the brand, aren't you?
You're paying for the brand. It's the same with the Kingsmill and the Warburtons. They're all around that. £1 to £1.20, aren't they?
In terms of it being a Hovis loaf, I think it should be better. If that was a supermarket owned brand for less than £1, I'd be more accepting.
Yeah, like your 60p or something. Mm.
Hovis got to step it up a little bit, I think.
Yeah. Or reduce their prices.
It's quite disappointing. There's nothing to really talk about with it. That's just how average it is. It's just a medium, slightly thin, medium white loaf of bread that you can get anywhere, and it's just bread. It doesn't do anything.
Just toast.
It doesn't do anything exceptional or extraordinary, but it delivers on the core proponents of a bread-based product.
Dictionary definition of bread, yes.
But you can make a sandwich with it.
Yeah.
And toast.
And toast. More than that, it's just, we need something better for next time.
We do. Well, we've got some options for the next slice of carb hub.
Well, we know we've got two options coming up, and then after that, we're going to change the format a little bit, and whoever buys the bread isn't going to reveal it until we start recording.
Exactly.
So we get our reactions to it.
Exactly.
Most of the time, it will be like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll give that a go, or, oh, that's going to be disgusting. But I'm hoping for some really, really cool surprises.
Same. So, next slice will either be the Warburton's vegan wholemeal
I'm not sure they
sandwich thins
qualify as a carb.
Oh, come on.
No.
Come on, they do, you know it. Or
thins, mate.
Or,
they're just pathetic.
Well, we don't know that yet.
Yes,
we've got to review them fairly like we do any other carb.
Nah. They're for people that want to tell themselves they're eating less when they're really not. Because there's probably more calories in a fucking thin than there is in two slices of bread.
Well, luckily, we're not here for the calories. We're here for the taste test.
No, but we'll talk about it.
We'll get into this in the next one.
Or we do have New York Bakery Company. No, sorry.
Original Bagels.
Original Bagels.
Because we did
Sesame ones.
Sesame.
Last time, yeah. So that would be a good comparison.
And we know they're good. We know they're good.
I think that'd be good.
So, should we call it up then?
Yeah.
Cool. Somebody else can come up with like a exit line, because mine was not very good last time.
Terrible one from last time.
Mm. So.
Or we just let the jingle do its thing.
Or we just let the jingle do its thing.
Ah, that's no fun.
So the jingle's already started to fade in here.
Okay, can you come up with something quick then?
No.